Welcome to Shom Achshava and Daf Shiras Panzer Luynishma Asam Yaakov Shalom Le'ab Azitzchok. We're holding a Shavuos Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Braisa that refers to the Horo Lehetiv, one of the examples the Braisa speaks about, Yochol Nishba Lehara Le'atzmo Yivilo Heira. Could it be someone who did a Shavuos to harm himself and he did not harm himself? Yochol Yeh Potter. Could it be he will be Potter from Korban Shavuos? Tomod loyma lahara lehitiv ma tova rishus afaro rishus. It's a rishus, it's permissible. Avi nishba lahara lehatz. What you will learn from here: someone who comes to damage himself, elohera shara rishus biyadoi. He is permitted to harm himself, and therefore the shvur works. As Tois points out, the reason why this brisa mentions it is to come and say that this brisa holds the one is allowed to harm himself. And it is a machlekes in the Gemara in Bava Kama that Tzayikalaf on the base. The Gemara brings a machlekes as Adam Rashay Lechabel Be'atzmoy. Is one allowed to harm himself, yes or no? Our Gemara is a raya, is a proof. This brisa holds that one is allowed to harm himself. But the Gemara in Bava Kama brings the other shito, and that's the shito Paskan Lahalacha. The one is not allowed to harm himself. And the Gemara there brings, who is the mandomer that says one cannot harm himself? It's a blazer, a copper that says, what did a nazir do wrong? Because he caused himself not to enjoy wine, not to eat grapes. So he caused himself inui. He caused himself tsar. And that's why he's called a choite. And to understand this a little bit more, what is the reason that one holds one cannot harm himself? The Rambam in Sanhedrin, in the end of Perek Yudches, he says, if someone comes to Beis Din and said, I admit that I did something wrong, and therefore I'm chayav miso, or therefore I'm chayav malchus. So the gzeras akosuf is that we do not accept his admission. Says the Rambam, even though it's really gzeras akosuf, I'll give you a little bit of a reason to it. That sometimes people lose their mind, nitrifadaitoi, or there are mina meilim morei hanefesh, and the people that they like to harm themselves. They call themselves, they want to kill themselves. They want to commit suicide. Or they want to cause suffering to themselves. So therefore, if they come to Beis Din and say, we admit we did something wrong, we don't accept it, because maybe that's that group. Maybe it's not true that they actually are chayav. But the Ritvaz there on the Rambam says the reason is a little different. And he says the reason is because the guf for Adam, the body, doesn't belong to the Adam. A person is not neman to testify in something which is not his. The same way one cannot testify about somebody else, he can't testify about his body. His body doesn't belong to him. Nafshei gufa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him as a tool that he needs to use. It doesn't belong to him. Masha'in, can we talk about Mammon, for example? The Mammon does belong to him. His assets belong to him. So a person who admits that he's chayov, we trust him. Because one is not the owner of his body, he therefore cannot come and testify on it. And this will be the explanation why one cannot harm himself. One cannot harm himself because he doesn't own his body. He's not an owner, he's not a bailim on his body. So if so, he cannot come and harm himself. The same way he can't harm his friend, he can't harm himself. That is the lush of the Sefer Chassidim. K'shem she'odo chayav odom niski chaveiroi, kachayav niski atzuri. The Sefer Chassidim there speaks also on his own mammon, which that doesn't seem to be what the Ritva says. But the Ritva learns in the Gabi the Guf. The Guf is not yours. The money is yours. And based on this, we mentioned Masechet Sanhedrin. For this we understand the Gemara in Chulin of Tzayik Aleph. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu went back to take pachim ktanim, the small jars that are left behind. Says the Gemara, Mikan le tzaddikim shechaviv aleim mamoinim yoyse migufan. The tzaddikim, they appreciate their money, their assets, more than their body. The kol kach lama, shvishayin poishti medem begezel, don't take money from gezel. But l'chore, that's very hard to understand. Why will their money be greater than their body because they don't take it from gezel? So that comes out from Divrei Reb Tzadik HaKohen. The pshat is that the money of a tzaddik, that's something that he earned. He worked on, he earned, he didn't do begezel. It's something that he toiled on, and it's legamri his. His body, that's not his. That's a matana mishamayim. That's what he was born with. So for a person to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this body is not so great. Of course you have to do it, says a tzaddik. This was given to you as a gift. It's not yours. But when a tzaddik takes his mammon, which he owns, and he's makiv Takadosh Baruch Hu, and he makes it as part of the avodah Takadosh Baruch Hu, that's a much greater avodah. It's a much greater sacrifice. That's why the tzaddikim chaviv alem amoinim yoyseh megufam, because they own the money. And when they give that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a much greater gift to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And according to all this, efshar, that the shita of the Braisa in our Gemara holds, that a person is a bailim, is an owner on his body. And therefore, he has the rishus to harm himself, and this argues on the shita of Baba Kama. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email, so what's the group is email shomachshavah@gmail.com.